listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
A friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there if you can't think that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice, 'cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So come in anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life. Time you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. Set some friends before life dreams.
Welcome to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by Jim Gavin. Just a little intro about myself. I am a 33-year-old singer-songwriter from Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm also an author of a few short novels and children's book series, all about alliterations. You can check that out on WordPress or just Google All About Alliterations and Jim Gavin, spelled G-A-V-E-N. You'll find a lot of information on me about the stuff that I've written as far as songs go and books go. I'm also a music publisher with my music publishing company, Key of Awesome Music LLC, which is based out of Hamilton and is affiliated with the performing rights organization BMI. Looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. I currently work for a nonprofit organization called Allies Incorporated, and we serve and support people with developmental and physical disabilities across the state of New Jersey. I get to travel around the state to our various day programs and our countless group homes and do group sessions, one-on-one sessions, bring our guys out to radio stations and recording studios and music stores, and trying to do as many things as I can to enhance and improve the quality of life for those we serve and support. They're mainly adults ranging from ages 21 to in their 80s. So the age range is vast, and so is the developmental disability spectrum. Got autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, several mental health illnesses, maybe combined in that, several physical disabilities. So it's really meaningful work. I'm very blessed to be able to do what I do every day. And I just wanted to share some good news as well as some good vibes about music and things that I've discovered over my time of being a musician for the last 17 years. I'm self-taught as a guitarist, pianist, drummer, bassist, someone who plays the ukulele. I don't know what you would call that, a ukulelist. It's been an amazing journey so far. I do a lot of my own writing and recording at home. I also represent several other artists, like I said, with my music publishing company. I'm up to 11 artists in total right now. Just a lot of musician friends of mine that I think haven't been given their right due as far as getting noticed goes on a grander level. Got some really quality musician friends who are just stand-up people and really great singer-songwriters and really know what they're doing and can tell a story and play several instruments and really piece things together. So looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better, like I said already. And that's going to be it for today's session. Just a little bit of an introduction on me. And I'm really excited to share some things that I've noticed in the music industry as well as from what I do at work with you. Have a great day, and signing off today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, I'm Jim Gavin. Have a good one, guys.
kind of guy that keeps you warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time. Don't think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see we're slowly coming. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Welcome back to the Key of Awesome Music podcast. I'm your host, Jim Gavin. Today's topic is the breakdown of musical keys and how they make us feel. So we're going to go from one to the next, and so on and so forth, till we get all the way to the end. I'm going to make a little notes here and there about my thoughts on certain keys and how they make me feel. We'll start off with C major. It's completely pure. Its character is innocence, simplicity, naivety, and children's talk. Chances are, if you put on the radio, one of your favorite songs is most likely in this key. It's not a surprise to me. It's a very simple key to improvise in and to throw a bunch of chord structures and progressions in with one another. You'll find that these are some other keys that work some of the same ways, like G major is another one that's sort of like this, for me at least. And then F major
kind of weaves in and out as well with that. So the next one is C minor. It's the declaration of love and at the same time the lament of unhappy love. All languishing, longing, sighing of the lovesick soul lies in this key. Wow. That's pretty dramatic, almost, if you will. But yeah, so if you hear a song that might seem very dramatic and overdrawn in this really sort of big thematic sort of way that you almost would hear in a kind of a movie trailer, not necessarily every single song that's in a movie trailer would be in this key, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was somewhere in those in that vicinity. So we got D flat major is the next one. It's a leering key, degenerating into grief and rapture. It cannot laugh, but it can smile. It cannot howl, but it can at least grimace its crying. Consequently, only unusual characters and feelings can be brought out in this key. So, sort of reminiscent of C minor, the D flat major. Then we have D major, the key of triumph, of hallelujahs, of war cries, of victory rejoicing. Thus, the inviting symphonies, the marches, the holiday songs, and heaven-rejoicing choruses are set in this key. So, songs you might hear in church that are originally written in this key or transcribed into this key, like Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art, that might be something that you might hear in this key. And of course, any sort of key you can transcribe into another key if you'd like. But we're just talking about the original creations of specific songs. Then we have D minor. Melancholy womanliness, the spleen, and humor's brood. Again, these are all written many years ago, these descriptions. And it was all put together by a guy named Christian Schubart, translated by Rita Steblin. And this is a history of key characteristics in the 18th and early 19th centuries as put out by UMI Research Press in 1983. So these might not be ring as true today, but you got to think back then, way back when this is when like Beethoven and Mozart and Bach and everybody, Tchaikovsky and everybody in that sort of time frame, Chopin, were putting out music and writing music. And that's kind of what the vibe of these songs were at the time. D sharp minor is the next key. The feelings of the anxiety of the soul's deepest distress, of brooding despair, of blackest depression, of the most gloomy condition of the soul. Every fear, every hesitation of the shuddering heart breathes out of horrible D-sharp minor. If ghosts could speak, their speech would approximate this key. Wow. That's pretty dark. I wouldn't want to put a song in that key. Be a little haunting. That might be one that kind of raises the hair on the back of your neck or gives you the goosebumps, but maybe not for the good, right reasons. I've listened to songs, I've gotten the goosebumps in them, but it's been because they've been very triumphant. Big string sections, big orchestras that really kind of hit home and hit through my soul that I would really enjoy, and having that hair kind of standing on the back of my neck or on my arms or what have you to kind of make you feel inspired. This one is not really like that. This is like D sharp minor is pretty much the complete opposite of that. So then we have E flat major, the key of love, of devotion, of intimate conversation with God. Okay. That's pretty nice. Why not write a song in that key, right? Then we have E major. Noisy shouts of joy, laughing pleasure, and not yet complete. Full delight lies in E major. All right, so it's kind of that getting to that point, getting to that mountain top, that peak, the kind of anticipation and happiness and the inspiration and the motivation that you might get leading up to something. So F major is complacence and calm. Okay, so that's nice. It's pretty simple and straightforward. So if you want to chill out, put on some relaxing meditation type music, or put on something that's going to get you to calm down after having a really stressful day at work, maybe you want to try something in F major. Then we have F minor, deep depression, funeral lament, groans of misery and longing for the grave. Okay, this is very, very similar to what we've talked about before in D sharp minor, and even before that, D sharp minor would be the key for that one. That's the most reminiscent of it. F minor. These minor keys can be very haunting and just make you want to kind of look over your shoulder to make sure no one's there. Very, very interesting keys. Get you to think, get your mind moving, maybe not in the right direction. So then we got F sharp major. Triumph over difficulty, free sigh of relief uttered when hurdles are surmounted. Echo of a soul which has fiercely struggled and finally conquered lies in all uses of this key. So that's pretty cool. Trying to get over to that mountaintop. Instead of the anticipation getting to that mountaintop, that peak, this is the getting over that hurdle, that obstacle that is in the way, that roadblock that you have in the way. And feeling that, oh, thank God I got over that. Man, that's awesome. I feel good about that now. Then we have F sharp minor. Again, we're getting to the gloomy despair, depression, anxiety sort of feeling here. A gloomy key. It tugs at passion as a dog biting a dress. Resentment and discontent are its language. Yikes, don't want to do that. Then we have G major. Everything rustic, idyllic, and lyrical. Every calm and satisfied passion. Every tender gratitude for true friendship and faithful love. In a word, every gentle and peaceful emotion of the heart is correctly expressed by this key. So I like this one a lot too. For obvious reasons. Friendship, love, rustic, calm, satisfied, gratitude, peaceful. Very, very nice key to have a song in. G minor. Discontent, uneasiness, worry about a failed scheme, bad-tempered gnashing of teeth, in a word, resentment and dislike. Okay, getting back to the other ones that we didn't like so well either. But again, every single key has its positives and negatives, right? You can't always have everything in life positive all the time, or calm or peaceful, and that's where, you know, you get your C major, your F major, your G major, your D major chord that we were talking about, the keys of those. And then the minors are when the despair, the depression, the anxiety, the gloominess, the haunting feeling that you have, the struggle, that's where the minor keys fall in. So then we have A flat major, key of the grave, death, grave, putrefaction, judgment, eternity lies in its radius. Ooh, that's so ominous. And again, even though it's a major, it's an A flat. Sometimes the sharps and flats can get a little gloomy as well, depending on how you want to take it and what the musical melodies kind of come to you as. Then we have A flat minor, a grumbler, heart squeezed until it suffocates, wailing lament, difficult struggle. In a word, the color of this key is everything struggling with difficulty. Yikes, that's again getting back to the struggle I was just talking about with life. Sometimes we have our ups and downs, and hopefully we have more ups than downs and more positive days than negative days. And this is a key that kind of speaks to the difficulty. So we have A major. This key includes declarations of innocent love, satisfaction with one's state of affairs, hope of seeing one's beloved again when parting, youthful cheerfulness, and trust in God. I like that one a lot too. A major is pretty nice. Then we have A minor. Pious womanliness and tenderness of character. Very nice. So even though that's a minor key, it's got some nice vibes in it. Then we have B flat major, cheerful love, clear conscience, hope, aspiration for a better world. I like that one a lot too. B flat major is nice, for obvious reasons. Then we have B flat minor, a quaint creature, often dressed in the garment of night. It is somewhat surly and very seldom takes on a pleasant countenance, mocking God and the world, discontented with itself and with everything. Preparation for suicide sounds in this key. Yikes. That's a little depressing as well. So yeah, again, it's the minor key. Sometimes it can be like that. Just trying to get to that hopefulness that we want to kind of portray and exude through life. Then we have B major, strongly colored, announcing wild passions, composed in the most glaring colors. Anger, rage, jealousy, fury, despair, and every burden of the heart lies in its sphere. Wow, that's a mouthful. So again, even though it's a major key, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be happy. It might have some negative connotations to it as well. You know, even though our other major keys, like we've talked about already a few times, C major, F major, D major, G major, and B flat major, even though they're all major keys, as well as the A major key, very, very nice sounding, but pleasing to the ears and hopeful and inspirational and motivational, and all those positive affirmations can fall on those keys, but not necessarily in B major. That's okay. Then we have B minor to round us out here, and this is, as it were, the key of patience, of calm, awaiting one's fate, and of submission to divine dispensation. So this is kind of like waiting almost in a positive way for death. So you're very peaceful at the end of your life. You're very calm and reserved and just willing to kind of move on to the next chapter or next level, so to speak. So yeah, there you have it. Those are all of our major and minor musical keys and how they sort of make us feel according to the man, the myth, the legend, Christian Schubert. He's got a longer name than that, but it was written in 1806 and translated by Rita Steblin in A History of Key Characteristics in the 18th and Early 19th Centuries. And this was put out by UMI Research Press in 1983. I just really wanted to focus on this one today because sometimes if you hear a song on the radio and you feel a certain way, you're not necessarily sure why. And it's because in those musical keys, they make you feel certain ways. So have a look back on it and try to have some fun with it with yourself when you're listening to a song and trying to figure out, I wonder how this really makes me feel, and step back and see if it makes you feel any of those positive, upbeat, triumphant, or that's more of the despair, the depression, the anxiety, the negative connotations, the struggle that you might feel. And maybe there's a combination of both in there, and maybe it weaves in between a couple keys. Sometimes there's key changes, right, where you get to a certain point of a song, and then it raises up, going from C major to maybe D major, and then there sounds very, very hopeful and that triumphant rise. And that's really where we want to be in our lives, always looking for the positive, the hopeful, the tomorrow is going to be better sort of attitude. And that's it for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I surely did. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast signing off today. Have a good one, guys.